Old Navy's kicking off the holidays in style with 40% off everything. That's right. Everything on your list is on sale now. Get 40% off every pair of jeans, 40% off all sweatshirts and all hoodies, even 40% off all outerwear. Get 40% off all the gifts they want at a price you want. 40% off everything at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Now, hurry in or miss out. Valid 11/14 through 11/19. Excludes gift cards, today only, 2-day only deals, gift of the week, clearance, register lane items, Zip Zap stuff, and jewelry.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
At Farmers Insurance, we know there's a crucial difference between a kick drum pedal and your car's accelerator pedal. Because we covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Liquid Gamer.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Dante Kong.
So I went and did something really stupid. Today I chose a game that I've never played. And I own it. It's actually in the system right now. In a level I just made. The 2 minutes that I've been playing, and there's not really a lot of creation done at this point, but oh, I'm in water. Let me swim out of here. Oh, I'm gonna die. So Dante's goal is to, the entire podcast is to just go straight, okay?
Straight.
Okay. And not stop and not get killed.
Okay.
So I chose Minecraft. You know, I mean, obviously it is a huge franchise that has spawned, you know, millions and millions of sales. It's very popular. I'm trying to understand why. And I don't know, you know, it kind of falls into the same category that like Second Life and things like that follow into for me, which is maybe it's just something that I just don't get. Like, it's just not, it's not built for someone like me. And I thought, you know, you'd think it would be because...
I love to build
and I loved Legos and I like trying to be creative, you know, like we talked about on Fan Day.
Which is why when you told me you picked this, I was like, oh,
he must be obsessed.
It seemed like it was right up your alley.
Right. So the goal for Dante is to not die. It becomes very difficult because we actually are in nighttime right now.
And you just took a bunch of hits.
I did. I just took a bunch of hits from a spider. Those pesky spiders that everything just seems to respawn in the worst place. So your goal is to go just one direction. I wish there was a compass, actually. Because then we could gauge if we're going in the same direction, not turning out of the way. But most likely you will run into a zombie or two. You may run into a spider like I just did. And it will most likely take a majority of your health. But that is your goal during this game. I will do the... Well, here, I'll just hand it off to you in a second when I get to the top of this mountain of cake.
Okay, I was wondering if that's what this was.
Yeah, I did use the candy theme. Oh, well, now we gotta go. That's a skeleton. Oh, well. Maybe we'll do it after I respawn in a few seconds, because I'm obviously going to not make it. Okay. All right, so if you would like to respawn and start your trivia, because I did not... That was a creeper that got me there at the end. Because I have not really played this game, and I'm new to the genre, I'm trying to get into it. This will be an open book quiz.
Yeah. A first.
The first of many. No, you need to walk, or your food's going to run out by the time the...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Unless you'd like to find the ingredients and make yourself some bread and craft. Don't drop that far. So you're just going to go as straight as possible. Always, you know, make a goal, like maybe the top of that mountain over there, and just go for it. All right, so this will be open book. I do have just the first page of the Wikipedia article to assist me, which is truly not enough, because the sample question it was difficult to find what I think is the answer, but I'm pretty sure it's not the answer. So if you would like to begin while you continue to walk in a straight line.
All right. Number one.
You might want to get out of the water. You're about to suffocate.
What was Minecraft's original game name?
Okay, so that is the sample question. Okay.
Yes.
I have perused the wiki page that I have, just the first page, and I'm going to guess Cave Game.
That is correct.
All right. One for one in the open book. You might want to get out of the water there. That would be a squid.
Is he going to do something to me?
I mean, when it's night, pretty much anything can happen to you at this point. It's a very dangerous time.
You know what this actually feels like?
What?
Blue sky. Except you built this.
Right.
This is exactly what it feels like. I've also not played Minecraft.
I know, which is great. I mean, these are two fresh eyes to give their opinion of a game that literally was just updated and
however,
loaded.
Unlike you, I've had zero interest in getting into Minecraft.
Well, no, it's... Both of us probably share a similar interest. I don't know if it's because I'm old. Now, you can mine most of this stuff, which is the R2. We are playing it on PS4, just so we know. Next question.
Number two.
Oh, and we will be having a Smash Brothers rematch at the end.
Okay. What is the name of the game's protagonist?
Okay. Just give me a few seconds here.
What is this thing, dude? I don't
want to
die right...
Oh, come on. The whole point was for you to make it the entire thing. Oh, you were blown up by a creeper.
Yeah.
They do explode. That's half your health. They do explode, so it is in your best interest to stay away from them. I feel like there's a lot of running, especially in the early parts of the game, because you don't really have much. Did you spawn by your treasure chest thing, your little... your inventory?
I would not know.
It's still nighttime. You'll be fine once it... Once it becomes daytime. Is it an actual name, or is it just like...
It's an actual name.
Okay. There are several names on this sheet, but they're all referring to real people. We'll say Steve.
That is correct.
Okay. Even though it doesn't really say that. It just kind of...
You just see Steve.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of names. I mean, we have, you know, the person who created it. I got development people. I mean, it was really made by one person, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Two for two.
Two for two.
Number three. Name the game that...
All right, you see that over there?
The creeper, yeah.
Okay.
That's
a zombie, the green.
Number three. Name the game that Minecraft is based off of, which is an earlier game by Notch.
Oh. An earlier game. Dwarf Fortress.
Ruby Dung.
Okay.
Is that on there? You see that?
No.
No? Good. Very, very good.
You got a pig to your left. No threat there.
What is this?
That's a spider. That's a spider.
I don't want to mess with the spider.
He's going to come after you now. You got too close.
Number four.
It's over.
Number four. On rare occasions, there's two letters in the title Minecraft that will switch place on the title screen. Which two letters is that? I have a feeling that's probably not in the wiki.
No, I don't see it. I'm actually looking at the word Minecraft and wondering why. So, are they vowels? One is, both are, none are?
There's one vowel and one consonant, so that doesn't really help me.
A little bit. But you're right, it doesn't. We'll say the N and the C.
The C and the E.
Oh.
For Minecraft. Minecraft.
Oh.
Which I don't know why, but maybe that's something we're just not privy to.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right, number Minecraft. Five. You're two for two.
No, two,
two for four.
Yeah.
Number five. The block bedrock was originally known as blank because it was only allowed to be broken and placed by admins.
I mean, are we talking like it's still something block?
It's the bedrock originally, like they changed the name from what it was to now bedrock.
It takes so many hearts to get. All right, so this right here is your stuff, okay? So we're going to open up our inventory, and we're going to take pretty much everything. I do quick move because it saves me a lot of time. And I'm going to grab this. And there wasn't a pickaxe in there, which is odd. So one thing about this game, what was the question? I'm sorry.
The bedrock. What was this name originally?
Admin Rock.
Adminium.
Oh, that's funny. Should have actually ran with that more.
I thought you were up for a moment there. Number six. Baby zombies can be seen occasionally riding what animal?
I will say pig.
Chickens.
Oh, they're that little. Good to know. Good to know. I only went with pig because we just saw one.
Yeah.
Even though I have seen a
this
chicken.
This one looks so much better during the day, by the way.
Yeah, it's actually funny how good it looks, you know? Mm. Because I think a lot of, at least me, as an outsider, that was a bad fall. Me as an outsider, not knowing what, you know, really what it was, right? I mean, I knew I got the concept, but that's too hardcore to get through. I don't have a pickaxe. It'll take me the whole podcast to dig through that. Is that bedrock?
Maybe.
Adminium?
Adminium.
There's a bunny.
Can you mine the bunny?
Yeah, I don't really appreciate the mining of the animals. I don't know. I kind of feel icky afterward.
You feel icky?
Animals? Yeah. I have a soft spot.
Yeah.
If it was a person, I don't mind. But I'm not going to... This poor little animal.
Number seven. What is the collective noun / proper term for a group of Endermen?
Endermai.
A haunting.
Oh, a haunting. I thought it was more of a pluralization.
I don't know what Endermen are, but... Have you seen that yet?
No. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's only been a few minutes.
Well, you're definitely not going to know this one, man.
It's okay. Eight. This was bound to happen. If anything, it'll give me a really good low score.
Yeah.
What do you want to build? You want to build something?
I don't know. I'd rather make a Mario Maker level.
Why don't you make a Mario Maker level in Minecraft? People have already built in emulators. We need a goal. We need a goal.
Yeah, see, I don't,
let's get to the top of that.
I was gonna say that's about it, but
all right. So we're gonna get to the top of this thing. It's really far away, though.
Number 8. The sounds that the Endermen make are actually two words being played backwards. Name one of the two words.
Can I get anything? Give me something. What is that?
They only make two noises.
Well, I know, but like, is it a noun, verb, adjective? They're verbs. Okay. Now we're playing word games. The word run. The word mine. Well, that's... Yeah, mine can be a verb. Okay, then what is it?
Hi, and what's up?
Oh. Okay. I would have labeled those as salutations.
I was going to say, they're not really...
All right, where are we trying to get? We're trying to get to this huge mountain. All these beautiful candy trees.
This is what you can probably accidentally get.
I doubt it.
It's a true or false. So you have to 50
pieces. Oh, it's a true false.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That'll leave me with 3, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Emeralds were originally supposed to be rubies, but they were changed to emeralds due to Nathan Adams being colorblind, making him not able to easily tell the difference between redstone ore and ruby ore.
That sounds like a very interesting fact and very fun, so I'll just say true.
You think that makes sense to you?
Huh?
He would be colorblind.
Oh, is it a trick question?
Oh, you went with that answer.
I think that is a very interesting fact, and if it were true, that would be interesting.
Well, it is in fact true.
It is true?
Yes.
Okay, that's very neat. It's going to take me forever.
You accidentally got that. So you got a 3 on a game that you just discovered.
Well, I literally just put it in. I bought it from a friend for $10.
This one you could probably know because you're pretty good with this kind of stuff.
Look how long it's going to take me without a pickaxe.
Yeah.
This is going to take forever. Go around the mountain. Now I'm stuck.
Number 10, the last one.
Dig my way out of it.
There is a 1 in 250,000 chance of a rabbit spawning hostile and attacking you. This rabbit is referred to as the killer rabbit of Cabernon.
Is it a true or false question? What are you asking me?
This is an Easter egg based off of this British comedy from 1975. You've actually recommended this movie to me before.
Movie?
Yes.
A movie from the 70s I've recommended to you?
You did. It's a British comedy.
With a bunny? The only thing I can think of with a bunny is Watership Down.
That's your answer?
No.
Okay.
Because that's not a comedy. Ooh, let's go to that. Let's go to that spire in the distance. You see it out there in the fog?
I don't. You're supposed to be going to the mountain.
I think. No, it's the other way.
You went away from it.
There's no compass. Okay, now let's stick with this one. Let's stick with this question you're asking me. So it's a British comedy. It's not a TV show.
No.
It's a movie.
Yes, 1975. With a killer rabbit.
And I recommended this to you?
You did.
I feel like you're...
I think you actually played a trailer for me.
I played a trailer?
Because I recognized the images.
Is it a Monty Python?
Can you give me the whole name?
Well, no, but I'm just asking you a question. Is it a Monty Python?
What do you mean, is it a Monty Python?
Why would I have played a Monty Python trailer for you knowing that you wouldn't watch it? What is that? A chocolate chicken.
Probably no different than you making me watch Big Trouble in Little China.
Did you watch that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, there's no point. There's
you,
no...
Me a you made me watch a trailer for it.
For Little Trouble?
Yeah.
Or Big Trouble? Big Little Trouble. Trouble. Here, let me do this. I want to make another recommendation for you to watch a movie. Mm. Except I'm going to hand you that movie. And then you have no excuse.
Well, first of all, it needs to be a Blu-ray. I do want to see this, actually.
All right, I just handed Dante Wreck-It Ralph because my daughter's obsessed with it. We have digital, so it's fine.
Okay, that's good.
She would be really upset if she watched me give that to you. And it's sad because, like, you know, there's all these wonderful references, and my daughter doesn't know them, obviously. And Capcom is such a huge part of the movie, and I've always wanted Dante to see it, but he's, you know, he's just so hard to get to watch anything.
Not Disney.
Here, move. Keep. I gotta.
I can definitely do Disney.
I have to go turn my oven off because I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner. We're having Thanksgiving today, because it's been a you know, it's gonna be a really, working in retail, it's gonna be kind of rough to be off.
But in October.
It's November, Dante.
It's November.
It's November, Dante.
My bad.
How many other podcasts are people cooking turkeys?
Okay, I guess. So you really made this whole world already?
No, the majority of it's preloaded.
Okay, I was going to say, you did an awful lot really quick. What is my goal, though? I mean, I understand that you've given me a generic one, but...
Okay, I'm back. Chicken's up. Or no, turkey's up. Gotta make stuffing and everything else. So that's actually the... That's why people enjoy the game. Is because there is absolutely no true purpose. Maybe survival. Maybe creation, depending on which way you play. But I actually listened to a bunch of podcasts, right, that, you know, talk about Minecraft. There's actually like hundreds of Minecraft only podcasts out there. And you can't ride a pig without a saddle, Dante. You can kill him. Well, pigs are different.
Am I using a lollipop?
Yes, you are. You're mining with a lollipop at the moment. You can use the ice cream cone if you'd like. So anyway, that's what I, from listening to other podcasts, I got the gist that people love the game because of its escapism and lack of real, you know, no guide, really.
Which I can see.
Really?
I can see getting lost in this.
I like a purpose, though.
Especially if it was, you know, really one of the more premier developed worlds that users have made.
How do we get into this?
How do we get into it?
Yeah, how do we get into somebody else's world?
That's a good question.
Are we still doing the trivia? I'm sorry.
You didn't answer the question.
What question?
The Killer Rabbit.
There's the only one, and it's not Flying Circus. It's a movie.
Yes. I don't know what Flying Circus is.
I only recommend Holy Grail to people. Because it's the funniest one. And I feel like Life of Brian, there's some vulgar parts that I don't really recommend it to people because I know their tolerance for inappropriate things.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Let's see if we can get in somebody else's thing. Somebody else's.
I think that's weird that you knew that, though.
That...
But you seem to always know your movies. And you, I'm pretty sure it was you that...
But, I mean, the Killer Chicken is a Flying Circus thing, but the only movie I could think of was Holy Grail. And I can't imagine recommending a different movie to you.
Yeah.
Holy Grail's funny.
It's not.
What?
It was not funny at all.
The trailer.
It was not funny at all.
You didn't even see the movie.
No. I just watched the trailer.
But you're going to watch Wreck-It Ralph.
I will. I've been wanting to watch that.
Okay. Because, I mean...
But I hate buying Disney movies. They cost so much.
Well, I'm part of the Disney Movie Club.
What does that get you?
I got 6 movies for a penny each, and then I'm required to buy 2 movies within the or 3 movies within the next 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you know, like every month they give you a new movie. Like, hey, do you want to buy this one for your within your 2 years? And I'm like, it was Civil War, actually.
Oh, okay.
Last month. And then Finding Dory for this month.
Right?
No.
Okay.
I did not. I didn't enjoy it.
Why would you? You like things like Batman vs. Superman.
I didn't like that either. No. I've been very unhappy with movies this year, actually.
I'm actually relieved that you don't like that.
I'm waiting. What is this? Why are they trying to charge me?
Did you just confirm?
No.
Oh.
No. So I exit without saving, because if I save it, I got to buy the candy texture map, which is $2.99.
I miss Adam. What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know how you get into other people's worlds. Maybe
join battle. The join menu will allow you to join public games with players that are not your friends. Okay, whatever. Can I do it or any casual? What?
I just don't know about this game.
There's just, it's everything's so open. What? Oh, I'm spectating, so I'm a flying ghost at this point. This world is intense.
Yeah, but it, like, for me, it's too, this is going to sound funny as somebody who has praised No Man's Sky, but it's too much.
Okay.
Like, I could easily, just like in maybe this one world, spend hours in.
You wouldn't get bored?
I don't think so. I appreciate creativity. Like Little Big Planet?
Right.
Like, I like seeing everything.
But there were limits to Big Planet.
There were, and there's really no limits to this. And because I know somebody took the time to do little details all over their world, I like to be able to see and appreciate that. But I would spend too much time. And then there's the whole interacting with other players and missions and things like that. This game is too much for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
So you would probably be more keen to, even myself, Minecraft Story Mode, the separate game.
Maybe.
Because I have no problem with, I actually enjoy the art style and what you can do with it. But I'm just really into, you know, like, story.
I couldn't do any building. Like, I never build anything in Little Big Planet.
Oh, I did. Mod Nation Racers, though, I enjoyed more. And you know why? Because it was, the scale was smaller than Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
And this is the exact opposite. This is beyond.
It is beyond. That's about it. But it takes a lot to create some of these worlds to the detail they are. Because it's not as, Little Big Planet wasn't really a template, but.
Are we done with the questions?
Yeah.
What did I get?
3 out of 10.
Okay.
Well, 4 out of 10.
You got four. The last four. One, right? Four.
But so are these NPCs? Are these?
No, these are real people. As soon as the spot opens, we will be able to play. We're just waiting in line with all the other bats, actually.
Is that what those are?
Yeah. It's funny you brought up a few games thus far in the podcast. I would just, before we get into the details of Minecraft while we're waiting on finding a spot, I do want to announce what episode I will be doing for my finale. Dante, if you'll take a look at the computer screen, I will be doing, I want to make it dramatic.
I see, which means I'm probably going to be upset.
Why would you be upset?
Because this is what you like to do. And only you would make me getting upset dramatic.
I will be doing No Man's Sky for my finale.
Good. Did you buy it?
Yeah.
Good.
So, my finale will be a game that you've recommended since pretty much the beginning of this 10-episode season.
Yes.
So I think it's fitting to give you what you want. And we will talk long and hard about No Man's Sky.
Good.
So that'll be the finale. But right now we're going to talk about Minecraft while we're waiting for our spot to join the battle. If you did not know, which I'm sure you do, Minecraft is a sandbox video game. It falls into our indie category. Mm-hmm. It's created a billionaire in in Notch. Notch has become a billionaire thanks to this game. Actually featured in Forbes magazine for having so much money. Created and published by Mojang, which is a Swedish company. It's actually, I mean, you know, you can definitely see it was inspired by similar games, such as Blockman. I don't know if you ever played Blockman.
No.
Well, it's the same exact looking thing. Minecraft received 5 awards when it first came out in 2011. Game Developers Choice Award, won for innovation. It won for the best downloaded game, and it won for the best debut game. Huh. It also won the Audience Award and the grand prize in 2012 at the Independent Game Festival. Minecraft was awarded a Golden Joystick Award for Best Downloadable Games as well in 2012. As of right now, over 106 million copies have been sold and more than 40 million unique players each month across all platforms, making it the best-selling PC game of all time.
Well, that's an impressive feat.
In September 2014, Microsoft announced a deal to buy Mojang and Minecraft, the IP for it, for $2.5 billion, and the acquisition was completed after 2 months.
I remember that, actually.
So,
pretty big deal.
Yeah, when Notch first began development, he was inspired by games like Dwarf Fortress, Dungeon Keeper, and decided to pretty much make a game all by himself. Having very limited coding skills, just made something that appealed to so many people, which is why I thought it deserved to be talked about and deserved for me to buy from someone for $10. And it's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
How long have you been waiting to be in this fight?
Yeah. As we've been spectating, and I've been listening to what you're saying, I'm just not seeing it.
How many Minecraft Halloween costumes did I see last year? Ugh, it was all over.
Like, I think I... Bear with me, audience. Because obviously there's a lot of people that play Minecraft. And we're new to it, so we don't quite get it. But I don't see how I would get it. I could appreciate the creating of it. I don't understand what would be fun about playing in it, though.
Right. He's having himself an apple.
And
well, that's kind of why I wanted to do this.
And here's probably the biggest thing that's keeping me from being engaged. I'm by no means a graphics type of guy, but the block style and... Like, I'm seeing these characters just kind of, like, floating through the air. And
yeah, the physics are a little off.
I don't like what I see. At all. My initial impression of Minecraft before I ever played it, like, I imagine it was, like, a slow, kind of buggy, low frame rate building kind of game, and people were just obsessed with it because they got to show off what they could create. I mean, I can see that it's very nice looking, but...
One thing I do have to give it, I do appreciate the soundtrack. It varies based off the environment, especially when you're playing in creative mode, and you get a pretty good range of types of music. Some of them trance, some of them like this, which is kind of circusy. I know, you hate trance music. But they're just, it definitely feels like an indie soundtrack, and I think that's, I kind of like it. This song, not so much, it's a little too upbeat. But I feel like we're constantly waiting to play. Now, this is a snowball fight. A lot of bats are watching
really
her.
A snowball fight. This world has been created, and they're having a snowball fight. Like.
Yeah.
I guess, Fan Day, we played Mario Maker. We've done a podcast on Mario Maker. Mario Maker has a purpose.
Get to the flag.
Beat 100 levels in a row.
Right.
This is not... I'm not feeling it. Like, if I'm going to spend 2-3 hours playing this, what am I going to get out of it?
Okay, I think you might get to play this round that we've been waiting most of the time for. Throw is L2. All right, and Dante's throwing snowballs. He's got his snowball in his hand. All right, he haven't hit anybody yet. You're not very good with the crosshairs.
Oh, you know, I didn't even notice the crosshairs.
So, oh, get that guy.
Is that what you're trying to do? Make them fall down to the bottom?
I think you're trying to physically hit them. No, it looks like everybody's aiming for the ground. Be the last person. You want to be the last person on the top, and then you can just, you know, snipe them, right?
Maybe.
So this is definitely odd to me, right? Is this odd to you?
It is odd. I didn't expect anything like this to be in Minecraft. And this is something somebody created to do, right?
I mean, this is probably generated for this purpose. So you're just holding down.
Okay. I fell through and died.
All right, I'll take part in the next snowball fight. So what? I mean, tell me more about your thoughts. Being, you know, this is your first time, my first time. The world loves this game.
Well,
it's on every platform you can think of, including coming to VR.
Yeah, which, like, that's the thing. Like, I think this would be great. Like, just exploring, like. I could explore all day in this game. I'm not going to create. I'm not going to participate in like any of these activities. But even in the exploring, I know I sound really hypocritical because I've lauded No Man's Sky, and we're going to do our next show on No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
But these are just not interesting to me.
All right, so that person won. I couldn't read the gamer tag. It was kind of odd. All right, so the purpose is to get rid of the ground and make everybody fall.
Okay, wow.
Well, that somebody had that lined up, didn't they? So you want to get on thick ground. Pretty sure I can get them down from up here, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, can you see yourself investing time in this?
It's not my cup of tea, that's for sure. Yeah. Ooh, these people are good. This person's not paying attention.
They weren't.
He's constantly looking down. Oh! I didn't know I was on the last row.
Is that a gingerbread?
Where? There. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. That's a gingerbread man, right? It's... I mean, I enjoyed doing that. I had fun. But, I mean, is this something that I would do all day?
I mean, I get it. I get how people can like this and can enjoy this. It's just not for me.
Right. Me either, unfortunately.
It's just something...
Yeah, they all theme... I think they're all Halloween themed right now. Still. See, the music is fun for a snowball fight. Right?
I don't like it.
You don't like the music?
No. I feel like it's trying too hard.
No, I'm not going to disagree with that statement. But yeah, that's Minecraft. Let me go over the Metacritic results, and then Dante and I can have our fight. And then we can...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So PC, you're looking at 93 out of 100. PS4, 89 out of 100. Xbox One, 88 out of 100. It sucks they bought it, and they're still the lowest.
Yeah.
Even Vita, 84. 360, 82. But... You know, well above, well in the 80s, right?
Which I get. You know, there's like the merchandise side of Minecraft.
Oh my gosh.
Have you seen that we started carrying them?
Yeah.
Like the toys and the maps and like now you can make Minecraft at home in the real world.
Yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, not my cup of tea.
But I did want to ask though.
Yeah, please.
I think a game like this would be great if it was Lego.
Well, I mean... Isn't it Lego, really?
But a little bit beyond like Lego Dimension and all that. I know people are probably getting annoyed with me, but I think I just flat out don't like it because it's blocks. And everybody's block. I would rather they be Legos.
Okay. I think any game where you create like that is... I mean... I don't think it matters that it's a branded thing.
Yeah, it does.
It does. All right, so if you remember, Dante and I fought last episode. or well, Fan Day, right? And not the last episode. But it turns out I did not have my profile on my character, and that really affected me, and I still am a little shooken up about it. So,
but you have a chance to redeem yourself.
Well, I have a chance to at least make a valiant effort, because I don't feel like I did last time. At least the buttons are right. And maybe they're not 100%. But no excuses this time. This is... Oh, we got to turn the items off. Did you?
I did.
Okay. You're very quick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I was waiting for Pokeballs.
Shame on you.
So you want it to be hand-to-hand, close combat. That's what you're into, right? That's what this kind of has to be without any items.
Well, I just thought that you wanted to have no excuses, like, I won because of this or that. And this is usually the format to do so.
Okay, so we're both at 9 and 9, but we were at that before, and it didn't really help us. Help me. Now we're at 8 and 9. Dante is playing as Zelda. Do you like playing as Zelda?
I do, because she is known as a low-tier character, and I pride myself on playing with low-tier. In Marvel vs. Capcom, I always played with Thor, who was considered a very bad character to play with, and I did well. You're not going to see too many people using her at the tournament scene.
Well, you are very good with her. I now have... Yeah, get that. I wish we'd play a different level. You're really hanging onto that edge.
Oh, boy.
You are! You're one of those. I wish... I should have guessed. Like, you camp out of the edge.
Oh, no.
I'm going to grab you as soon as you get on the ledge.
Well, you have to be less predictable with your moves.
Well, I mean, if you're going for a ledge, I mean, there's only one spot you're really going, and that's to the ledge, Dante.
Well, what you have to do is kind of, like, make me think that you're going up high, sometimes low.
But I'm still trying to get to the same point.
Yeah.
So if you're just gonna hang out at the ledge all day.
Well, I have 6 more stocks to go, and I want to end you quickly.
All right.
What was the word you used for me earlier, or before?
Well, right now you're camping.
Camping. I'm following you wherever you go.
Yeah, but it's like you're a stalker at this point.
Well, I guess I can let you come to me if that is what you would like.
I need to get better with my grabbing. You're a grabber. Go to the ledge.
All my attacks, yes. I also dodge, which is...
You dodge a lot. I don't dodge, I don't use my shield, I'm very straightforward. I'm aggressive.
I think that works.
But it's not working this time around. Ugh, you are very good at Smash.
I'm even better at Street Fighter.
Well,
and Marvel's Capital. I'm not that good at Tekken or Dead or Alive though.
Okay. Well then we'll make We'll play Rumble Roses. You want to play Rumble Roses?
What is that?
It is an Xbox 360 game. I would like to play more fighting games.
Rumble Roses. You know, I think I may have heard that.
Well, this is a sad end. For, you know, me as I really should have practiced, I guess. But it's pretty clear that, you know, when you have this tiny little level...
Oh, my. A larger level just means it took longer for the same result.
Yeah, it might have been the same result, but I mean, I would have felt like you weren't camping. There have been multiple places for me to get back from.
The term machine does not respect what you're saying.
Well, I just know who you have become. And I don't like it. I don't like the person you become as we play this.
That's 8-3.
8-3.
Anything can happen.
No. Maybe if there were Pokeballs to help. I guess I kind of... Well, no, you had like 8 last time, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I've stopped camping if it makes you feel better.
It does. It makes me feel like I have an actual shot, but then you just run up to the thing and catch me. Maybe I should catch you. Maybe I should catch you once in a while.
She has a really bad throw sentence.
Yeah, I agree. It takes too long, too. Oh, wrong button, Ryan. Alright, we're getting into...
Injustice 2 comes out. Maybe we can play that.
Oh.
Which we never played each other in Injustice.
Let's do that.
You have it?
Yeah.
It's been so long since I played it.
Me too, but... Maybe it'll be... Maybe I'll have a better shot. Yeah, I'm not doing too well here. What can we do on No Man's Sky? I haven't played it yet. I got it, but I haven't played it yet.
When can we do it?
No, what can we do on the air? Here, I'm going to jump off the edge.
Rumble Roses? You didn't want to try to get one more out of me?
No. But I will play you an Injustice. Now I feel... I don't have 2 charged.
Okay, we'll do it next time. Injustice while we do... No Man's Sky.
So No Man's Sky episode, Dante and I will play Injustice. Who are you going to play as?
Flash.
I'll be Aquaman.
Well, I might be Hawkman.
Okay.
I care a lot, too. Aquaman.
Ugh. What?
I hate him.
Why?
He's cheap.
Oh, would you like me to pick somebody else?
No. I like fighting cheap.
It can be Lex Luthor. Or is he cheap too?
He's too easy.
Too easy to beat?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to do some kind of... We'll just do a bunch of little fights.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so we can be different characters. I know it has nothing to do with No Man's Sky, but, you know.
Another world.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So Minecraft, yeah, an excellent game, obviously. I understand the appeal. It's just not an appeal that I can truly get on board with. I will give it more time, but right now I'm going to focus on No Man's Sky and get a little bit better at Injustice before our big finale with me versus Dante and an all-out brawl, because he totally owned me twice.
I just had a great idea.
What?
They should make a Donkey Kong Maker game.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, that would be great.
That would be great. Pitch that. Pitch that in the next pitch meeting you have with Nintendo.
That never happened.
So until next time, make sure to tune in for the No Man's Sky episode, which will be my finale for this season, and then we'll go into other things, but it'll be a good Injustice fight. We'll do best, we'll do 3 out of 5, we'll do 5 matches?
Yeah.
Okay. So 10 different characters, hopefully.
I don't...
Just get good with 5, I'll get good with 5.
Well, I can't get good, I don't have it anymore. So I will be playing you off of memory.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Alright, so we'll do...
So you have the upper hand on me.
Well, we'll see. So until next time, make sure to follow us on Twitter, find us on Facebook if you can. It's really hard. and also, before we do... after the trivia, I want a review on Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
We'll do that, yes. I'm grateful that you have it.
Actually. I want a good review. Okay?
I can't... Is there ever a Disney movie that I didn't like?
Yeah,
I didn't really care for Hunchback of Notre Dame. But other than that, I don't think I could give a bad review for a Disney movie.
Well, I think you're going to really enjoy it. I think you're going to understand all the references.
My wife won't.
I mean, even on the front, you have 2 Street Fighter characters and 2 Sonic characters, so I think you'll be good.
Yes.
Anybody who's a fan of video games would enjoy that movie, I would think. So until next time, my name is Ryan.
And I'm Dante Kong.
Good gaming.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery. Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.